And we see a similar situation when you break the data down on a county level. You see counties such as that your listeners will be associated with, obviously Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim, obviously seeing similar underinvestment in that regard as well compared to their share of Ireland's population. And what the data is also showing us is that this investment, rather than going towards regions such as the northern western region of Ireland, it's been concentrated in around the greater Dublin area. So despite just the fact that the eastern midland region of Ireland, which is effectively the greater Dublin area, accounted for just under half of Ireland's population, accounts for nearly three quarters of all of the investment in kind of large-scale infrastructure projects. So it's no surprise to see the kind of sizable infrastructure deficits and that we're seeing across the region. And the one that you touched on, obviously, is the most prolific one in that regard, which is the fact that the northern western region of Ireland ranks 218th out of the 234 EU regions examined in the region of the European Commission's Regional Competitiveness Index, and that's ranking in terms of transport infrastructure. So in that regard, the northern western region of Ireland's transport infrastructure is similar to that of what the European Commission defined as less developed regions in, say, countries such as Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, Poland, Hungary and Slovakia. And of course, that's completely out of kilter to the exceptional growth of the Irish economy in recent years and the abundance of exchequer resources that we have had available in recent times.
There's so many areas that the Northwest region is lagging behind in: transport, health, education, housing, just to name a few. It's hard to know where to start, really, to start putting things right.
Yeah, because ultimately, while additional capital investment will be needed, more kind of, I suppose, structural reforms need to be carried out as well. As in, just to give you an example, one of the recommendations we've asked for in this report calls for reforming of infrastructure projects appraisals, such as cost-benefit analysis, in order to kind of, I suppose, take into account, you know, the legacy underinvestment of rural regions such as the northern western region of Ireland. I say that because, having worked in cost-benefit analysis, there is naturally a kind of favouritism towards investment allocations towards urban-orientated regions versus more rural-orientated regions, considering the importance, I suppose, of obviously population, employment and investment in these kind of calculations. But other kind of long-term structural changes need to be delivered as well, outside of not just delivering more investment levels. We need to see, as I say, greater levels of regional autonomy. We need to improve the ability of our local authorities and regional bodies to delivering investment in their own regions, particularly in the regions such as the northern western region of Ireland.